Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Best of the world. Aren't they? Hey, Mike Dickinson is dropping by in just a couple of moments. We're going to talk about exactly where the Virginia Democrats are right now. How come they won't talk to anybody? And I mean, seriously, they will not talk to anybody. It's 425. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yeah, he's done, right? Or is he done? Cena. I don't know. I thought I don't know. Well, you know, we got Mike Dickinson, and Mike does a lot of stuff for us, does a lot of heavy lifting. He is doing the reporting, the investigative reporting that, quite frankly, most reporters can't be bothered with anymore. Does a great job with that. You know, he's like our Andy Knows, the way I describe him, and I mean that as a major, major compliment. Citizen journalist, citizen reporter, but he's also our big WWE correspondent. So we're going to handle all of it as we chat with Mike this week. Mike, thank you for being here, my friend.
Anytime for you.
You're a fine person, and we'll end with some of the WWE stuff without question. But the big match, I got to tell you, that I think most of us want to see is sort of like Winsome Sears taking on Abigail Spamberger, or Gazella Hashmi meeting up with John Reed. You know, Jay Jones having the what did Vince used to call it, the testicular fortitude to go toe to toe with Jason Miaris, but man, nobody's making those matches. What's happening?
These Democrats in Virginia are so afraid of being asked questions and having to state their position on paper or in public, and they're so afraid of somebody calling them out on something that they will not debate. They will not debate any of their Republican candidates. They will not do anything other than scripted media appearances, scripted media interviews with favorable Democrat media. And it's ridiculous because the voters of Virginia, they deserve to know. They deserve to know what direction Abigail Spamberger wants to take the state in. People need to know. People want to know. What are you going to do? Are you going to stick with this EV mandate? And are you going to make everybody in Virginia move to electric cars in 2 or 3 years and have us tie to whatever the kooks out in California are doing? Because that's what the Democrats, that's one of the major things. If the Democrats take control of the state again and have all three and have all of the positions, you know, they have, there was a bill passed, I think it was 2020, where the Democrats have tied Virginia's environmental car policy to California.
That's right.
So anything the kooks in California are doing, Virginia has to do lockstep with it. And who'd have thought that the Old Dominion would be in lockstep with what the crazy leftists in California are doing? It's crazy. But, of course, we don't know that because Abigail Spamberger will not answer that question. She won't go to a debate and be able to talk about that. And none of the people in the traditional media will ask her that question because they're all on her side. And same thing with all of the positions all the way down, be it Hashmi or Miaris. They're scared to death.
They sure are. They sure are. I will tell you, I found out today in a roundabout way, as generous and as friendly as I have been inviting Abigail Spamberger to join us, I was told in no uncertain terms that ain't happening. She will not come on my program. And I have to imagine it's because I have one or two questions that are not things like, so do you prefer putting cookies out or taking cookies and putting them on the side? Or, I've heard some of the goofy lifestyle questions. And look, I love cookies as much as the nice guy, but that to me doesn't seem to be the most pressing issue. But I wouldn't hold your breath waiting for her to come on this program or anybody who's going to actually ask her questions. I think they're, I don't know, I guess they've just decided, hey, we've got all this money. We're just going to flood the airwaves with advertising and hope that people are dopey enough or not informed enough that they'll just vote for us, you know?
That's the Democrat way. They're running the same campaign that Joe Biden did in 2020. Yep. No questions, nothing organic, everything scripted. Just buy media and hope the people will buy into it and just, oh, well, you know, the Richmond Times-Dispatch says Spamberger is a great person, so I'm going to go with what the Times-Dispatch says instead of actually wanting to know some real questions about where was Abigail Spamberger? Why was she teaching at a high school where a lot of terrorists went to, which is, that really did happen, and she's never spoken on the record about why she was there. Yep. What is Abigail Spamberger's real CIA experience? I get it. You know, maybe if she was a secret agent or whatever, but she could at least talk about it. And when she's not saying exactly what she did, then that makes everybody wonder, well, is she lying? Was she really just a desk clerk? Was she out? Was she secretly working with terrorists? I mean, there's a lot of rumors out there about Abigail Spamberger. And she, when they don't answer questions, the burden should be, well, if you're not going to answer that question, then the burden is for you to either prove it untrue or whatever, because we're asking that question to you. And the Democrats have it the other way around, which is, well, what we say is what we say goes. And unless you can get the media or somebody else to ask us the question, we're not going to answer it.
And refresh my memory on this one, Mike, because you were all over the porn candidates case. Wasn't Abigail Spamberger on board with the porn candidate for the House of Delegates?
Yes, Abigail Spamberger and Susanna Gibson were buddy-buddy. They were at several events together last summer. They were at several events during the whole time it was going on. Abigail Spamberger, she endorsed Susanna before any of the stuff came out. And after it did come out, in fact, Spamberger never disowned her. Spamberger never said, well, you know, it's not such a good idea if you want people to take you seriously to go on the internet and commit sex acts, which I think a lot of adult women would say. I think if you talk to a lot of women who are lawyers and doctors, and even just regular housewives, they would say, well, you know, there's a reason that I've never gone and made a sex tape, and that's because I don't want it to be on the internet. Susanna Gibson, you know, played the victim, and Spamberger never spoke up and said, well, you know, you're not such a great example for what Spamberger's got a daughter. Does she want her daughter to grow up and do what Susanna Gibson did? I would hope not.
I would hope not, but you know, Abigail Spamberger is totally okay with the boys in the girls' locker rooms and the boys in the girls' bathrooms and taking away girls' scholarships. So I don't know. I just have to shake my head. And it's the same thing with the other two. You know, we had Jason Meares, the Attorney General, on just the other day, Monday. And it's already become clear that Jay Jones, who is his opponent, Jay Jones has already said, oh, yeah, I'm not doing any debates. I'm not going to. So how are we supposed to know? You know, the one side is available to answer any question, anytime, no hesitation, no reservation. You know, there's scheduling involved. I'm not going to pretend that you just pick up the phone and say, hey, Winsome, can you join me for 2 minutes? You know, that's probably not going to happen.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
you chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The people that put this stuff together, they put it together. They're receptive. So I just don't know, Mike. I'm flummoxed, and we've got the entire House of Delegates up for election as well. Did the porn candidate just ditch politics? Is she doing something else?
I think she's doing something else. She's still trying to masquerade behind the fact that. And she's trying to still continue to lie, which Democrats do. So we're kind of used to what liberals and Democrats do, lie. And she's trying to play victim. Oh, those images were out there without my consent. Like, really? You
without
were soliciting tips. That's what she's working on. And she's sitting there soliciting tips from people to watch these images of her.
Yeah, she's asking people to tell us. I did see this part. I'm not going to lie to anybody. She's looking into the camera and saying, hey, you tell me what you want us to do and then give me a tip for doing it. It's okay, well. All right.
She's still playing the victim, and she wants everyone to feel sorry for her, even though she made those decisions to impact her own life. She refuses to take accountability for them, just like most Democrats do. They refuse to take accountability for their own actions. That's Susanna Gibson.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I am right there with you. All right, Mike. Last week you talked a little bit about what was going to happen at SummerSlam. Give us an idea. What the heck happened at SummerSlam?
Well, it was a shocking return. Nobody saw the idea that Brock Lesnar was going to come back. Everybody kind of had an idea that Cody was going to go over and beat Cena and get the title back,
right?
Because Cena's only got, I think, 12 dates left that he's going to do.
Okay.
But everybody thought it would be a heel turn by Cody, and that there wouldn't be two good guys or baby faces or faces, as we say, mm-hmm. in the ring. And that's what happened. And then at the end of it, it was very nice. You know, Cena shook Cody's hand and put him over. And then Brock Lesnar came out there and laid waste to John Cena in very quick terms. And so now we've got a nice little finishing rundown for John Cena with Brock Lesnar, who was one of his big rivals. And of course, you know, the left is all up, the leftists and the Democrats are all up in arms about Brock Lesnar. How dare he be allowed back on WWE? You know, there were rumors and allegations, but those were all cleared. And so, you know, in America, if you're cleared of wrongdoing, you can continue your career. And that's, you know, the leftists don't like that. But Brock came back and he did his thing.
Wow. All right. So there had, in fact, been some prior activity, I guess is the way to say it, with Brock Lesnar and John Cena. And so Cena, you would imagine, finishes out what's left of his WWE career working a program with Lesnar, and then he's done, right? He said he's retiring and he's doing the whole Hollywood thing, and that's going to be it.
That's what he said. He said that he's got 12 more dates left. I think it ends at Survivor Series or Royal Rumble, and then he said that he's done and he'll ride off into the sunset, and maybe we'll see him in a couple years, but he's not going to be wrestling anymore. He gave an interview to a TMZ paparazzi that the other day that was on TMZ, and said that after his SummerSlam event, he had lots of aches and pains,
yeah.
The aches and pains that you would expect someone in their 40s to have after having a wrestling match.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that's going to be interesting, and you and I have been around enough to know, I don't think when John Cena is 71, he's going to do his 82nd retirement match like Ric Flair did, because I got a sneaking suspicion, and no offense to the dirtiest player, but I got a sneaking suspicion that Cena probably has much better financial advisors working for him.
A lot of them do. A lot of them do these days. You know, we forget that the wrestlers who were big in the 80s and early 90s, even the late 90s, you know, it was a different time. They were not paid as much. The sport was still developing. The whole media infrastructure was still developing. They didn't have all of these additional revenue streams like social media and being able to do all of these other types of deals. They literally wrestled all day, and then when they weren't wrestling, they were driving to the next city. So
that's right.
The era today of guys like Cena and Roman Reigns, I expect once they're retired, we'll see them once in a while, but they're not going to be out at every state fair and every convention signing autographs for $20.
I hear you. Hey, Mike, always great to have you here, my friend. I look forward to chatting again not too soon from now. That is Mike Dickinson, and I just love the fact Mike could always split the difference. We got the serious political stuff, the analysis, and then he's got the full WWE report for everybody. It is 448, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.